It is Tuesday, January 8th, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us is Becca Martin Brown. She's features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Aren't you glad we don't write many checks anymore?
Although, I think if we wrote checks, it would be quicker for me to get the year in my head. Because I don't write checks at all anymore, I rarely write the year.
I'm kind of already, just because we write down the kind of the layout for the shows,
sure.
And I am kind of already in the habit of it already.
Oh, good.
I know.
Well, somebody should know where we are.
Yeah.
And it's Christina.
Yes. Well, that's good.
Okay. Tonight, 6 o'clock at the Fayetteville Public Library, the first in a series of programs for writers presented by the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pen.
Yes.
Tonight's portion of it is called Make 'em Smell the Coffee, Creating a Sense of Place.
Now, my folks at the library across the street tell me this one is now
sold out.
Sold out.
Or full.
Full, right.
Because I think it's free.
The registration has been. But keep that in mind when the next one comes around.
So we'll look ahead on their calendar.
Right.
Not sold out tonight is the musical version of Catch Me If You Can at the Walton Arts Center. You know the story. Guy who forged millions of dollars worth of checks, pretended to be a pilot.
And a doctor.
Reformed and became a consultant to the FBI and wrote an autobiography called Catch Me If You Can, which then became a movie, which then became a Broadway musical, which is now here. It debuted in 2011 and had 4 Tony Award nominations.
Right.
7 o'clock tonight at the Walton Arts Center. Tickets start at $39.
Okay.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.